Okay, next on the program, we're going to speak to a Canadian man who's written a song in tribute to Donegal after taking part in the Tyrconnell Stone Festival. That man is Jacob Murray, and he joins me on the program now from Canada. Hi, Jacob. Thanks for taking the call.
Oh, hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for reaching out.
Superb. So tell us, when were you in Donegal? Was it your first visit? And why did it leave such an impression on you, I wonder?
Well, I was in Donegal in June of 2014, and I was there for the Tyrconnell Stone Festival, and the place just took my breath away. It was unbelievably beautiful, and the people were so nice, and I'd never experienced anything like that.
How different is it to where you're from, Amherst? It's not a massive community either. I'd like to think that we're sort of a small, tight-knit community here in Donegal.
I think that's why I felt such a kinship with the place, is because of that sort of that smaller community, people looking out for each other feel to the place.
And what were you actually doing over here, Jacob?
Well, I was there to learn how to build Irish-style dry stone walls. I'd done some of that here on Amherst Island, and I was looking to learn how to run a stone wall festival, if you can believe it or not. The Tyrconnell Festival is one of the world leaders in bringing together dry stone wallers and doing a community project and then building something beautiful for the community that will last for hundreds of years.
And you're quite dedicated, because before you even got on the plane to come over here, you had to deal with apprehension with flying.
Oh my God, yeah, that's a lifelong fear of flying that I overcame. I was in an airplane crash when I was 13 years old, right? Lucky number 13. And I'd gone up to cure my fear of flying when I was 13, and the front landing gear in the plane broke when we hit the ground, and the whole thing flipped over. And so I woke up completely unconscious, or woke up, and then blood was on the floor of the plane. And yeah, it was a very traumatic experience. So coming over to Ireland and coming over to Donegal, it was very transcendent. You know, it was overcoming something that was really holding me.
In terms of wall building, stone masonry, is there a massive difference between how things are done in your homeland compared to what we learned or what you learned when you were here?
There's a lot of similarities. Where I am on Amherst, the stone is actually pretty similar to what you have in Donegal. It's not a lot of topsoil here on the island, and so the limestone is a pretty similar makeup. There's different walls, like all over Ireland, there's different styles of walls, but in Donegal, the style that you guys were using were actually pretty similar to what is here on Amherst, where the Irish immigrants in the early 1800s had come over and had built a lot of these walls as they were clearing the land. And so the style there is actually I felt pretty familiar with.
And what did you take back with you, either sort of literally as it relates to his skills or emotionally too?
Well, it was, for me, it was a lot of learning how to run a festival, because Louise Price, who is the main organizer of the Tyrconnell Festival, was my hostess. So she took me into her home and showed me how they organized the festival and some of the very like specific things which made the Tyrconnell Festival such an international success. And I really mean that. There's Americans, Scottish, people from Wales, like all over the world coming. And so I wanted to take that and use it here on Amherst Island, which we did in 2015.
Brilliant.
We had our own Stonewall Festival here.
Okay.
And so I like to think that a little piece of Ireland is now on Amherst Island. And don't tell anybody, but I may have borrowed a little stone off of your beach down in Mount Charles. And it may have ended up in the wall here on Amherst Island.
That's a lovely thing to have, a lovely thing to hear about. Now, you were based down in Mount Charles, in and around Donegal Town too, I suppose, and surrounding areas. That left a lasting impression with you, and you've written a song.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I'm just in I'm a farmer, basically a farmer and a contractor, but I love writing songs just as a hobby, and I really wanted to do some honor to the place that had treated me so well, and I really feel like I never really left. That part of me is here is one of the themes in the song that keeps coming up, and I really, really do feel that. Part of the song was already in my head sort of the day I left Donegal. I was in a car on the way down to Waterford, and just the kind of the phrase in the song, so long to you, fair Donegal, you treated me so well. It was in my head, and it took maybe a year to fully come out and fully be realized, but it was already in there.
Mm. And it does underline, too, you know, that as beautiful as any place can be, and Donegal, there's no doubt, is very, very beautiful. A place really is, to a great extent, made up of the people that inhabit it and how they treat others and how they treat visitors.
And you know what? I felt that, as I said, the first moment I arrived. I was taken in and treated like I was a long-lost member of the family, and spending time in the pub after building all day, you know, and one of the fellows, Ronan, just started singing right in the middle of the pub, and just everybody shut up, and, you know, he sang a song, and they clapped, and it was just, you know, it just filled my heart, and then made me terrified, because he turned to me, and he says, okay, Canada, now it's your turn. And so I had to, you know, it was like a moment of manhood there. I had to stand up and
well, what did you sing? Song. Because strangely, you know, unless you see it written down, you don't realize that Canada is quite a young country, you know, and a lot of our songs are based on our history. And how does that work from a Canadian perspective?
Well, we are a very young country. I mean, the pub that I was singing in is probably older than my country. We turn 150 this year as a unified nation. 150, if you can believe that. I mean, that's a baby. Mm. And so I sang a song called Barrett's Privateers, which is basically about fighting Americans and taking their gold in ships, and which was part of our history. And it seemed to fit in pretty well because it was also kind of a, you know, the British have screwed us and the Americans have screwed us and we are becoming our own nation now.
Okay, well, we're going to play out with the song that you wrote about Donegal. Presumably, obviously, it's made a lasting impression and you would hope to get back someday.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I was hoping to make it this year. It didn't work out this year, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I would encourage everyone to come and check out the Tyrconnell Stone Festival, because the work that Louise and the guys are doing there is, I mean, it's truly internationally, like, it's amazing stuff.
And it's recognized on an international scale, which sometimes, you know, the closer you are to something, you can perhaps not really see its true importance and significance. Well, we're going to play out then with Donegal, the song that you have written. But for now, Jacob Murray, thank you so much for taking the call. And we look very much forward to you getting back over here at some point. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on the show. And I look forward to being back.
So long to you, fair Donegal, you treated me so well. You took me in and fed me up, the stories I could tell. And in the morning to the wall, down at Mount Charles Pier, no matter where I'll ever go, part of me is tonight. We head down to the forge. Sonny's buying rounds, and as the Guinness starts to flow, Ronan knows all the old songs. In the morning, the price you pay will be an aching head, but it was worth it, honoring the living and the dead. So long to you, fair Donegal, you treated me so well. You took me in and fed me up, the stories I could tell. And in the morning to the wall, down at Mount Charles Pier, no matter where I'll ever go, part of me is here. Break those stones apart. So break apart this bonny stone mine, you can smell the sea. The pillars standing tall and strong, shaped by Michael McGrarty. In the morning to the wall with our coffee and our tea. The hammer strike and chisel steals, the drummer driving me. run Keelan mines, the monks all dug by hand. They quarried all the finest stone, shipped it to the strand. And in the morning candles glow, Eamon's monument. Once down the road the horses trudged, creaking cart lament. Break those stones apart, a Donegal. I could tell. And in the morning to the wall down at Mount Charles Pier, no matter where I'll ever go, part of me is here. 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 Part of me.
Miners' lamps to light us, we work the hours away. We punch the holes along the line, and each we place a wedge. And when they're right and ready, we give each one the sledge. The stone it is above us, the stone is all around. Our block is on the rollers, our crowbar's on the ground. We lever it so slowly along the smooth mine floor, and when we have it outside, sure, we must go back for more. So swing hammers high and swing those hammers low. We must get these blocks out today before we go. The stone cutters are all waiting, for these are busy times. In the valley of Drumkeelin, where we're working in the mines.